Hello and welcome to another episode of the Cathivist podcast. I say that with some hesitation because I really don't know how to say it. Is it just Cathivist or is it the Cathivist? I'm not the Cathivist. I don't want to say that's like my title. I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to say that I'm positioning myself as something that I'm not. Far from it. But I am talking about what it means to be active as a Catholic with what you believe, taking what you believe and putting it into action. Because if you don't do that and if you can't do that, why bother? Why does it matter? Obviously, it doesn't if you're not putting it into action. And so I want to talk about with the fastly approaching Halloween holiday, as we're in the season of Halloween, it appears. As I've said, maybe we should petition the Vatican for some sort of official season. Because think about what we've traditionally done as Catholics. We've looked at the seasons, which you could even say that this is one of them, where we look at the harvest festivals and people celebrating and kind of doing certain things because of the culture and the just societal norm that there is. And then we come in and say, okay, well, let's give this deeper meaning and let's give this a bigger and greater purpose. The same could be done now to extend and say, you know, if we're going to start with October 1st kind of becoming the Halloween season, then why not make it liturgical? Now, of course, some of us may not appreciate that if then it becomes like Holy Days of Obligation, more of those, and then we got to get to church on the odd days, right? Like, it's Tuesday and there's a Holy Day of Obligation? How did this happen? Right. And some of us feel that way because it's like, oh, I'm obligated to do what I get there. And I know I've gone through my seasons where I've been daily mass and I've been Mr., you know, 2 hours of adoration a day and praying 4 full mysteries of the rosary and you name it. That's not where I am now. I got to be honest. That's not where I am. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not where I am right now. I'm a busy guy. I've got 2 kids who are crazy active in all kinds of stuff and trying to keep up with everything. It's not exactly easy. And I feel for those. And I used to look at those who didn't do what I do with some degree of judgment and disdain and pray that pharisaical prayer of, well, I'm glad I'm not like that guy, right? That barely Catholic dude who doesn't even come to Mass on a holy day of obligation. How dare he? Which, by the way, I still make it a Holy Days of Obligation, and I do make it to Mass on a Sunday on a regular basis, but oftentimes I'm chasing kids around, and it's not like I'm really doing anything connective there. But so I feel for you if you have those challenges, even if you're not Catholic, you can't get to church, and there's no judgment here. I just want to say that. But it's Halloween. Like it or not, the season is upon us, which I'm trying to build some traditions around Halloween. And one of those is my kids love The Nightmare Before Christmas. I want to find time sometime before Halloween, before the Halloween season is over, which, of course, you know, as Catholics, we generally make the feast the day and then we go on from that. But I want to find a time to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas with my kids because they love it. And that's cool. I'm a Tim Burton fan. I value what he does and every movie imaginable. Corpse Bride, another great movie, which I think I like Corpse Bride quite honestly more than Nightmare Before Christmas, but don't tell anyone that because there's something almost, you know, blasphemous to Tim Burton fans if I say that. But anyway, so the thing about Halloween, which is cool, is it is 110% Catholic. Now, I grew up in the buckle of the Bible Belt as a Baptist kid, thinking there was something inherently wrong with Halloween, that we did it. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like drinking as Baptists. Baptists drink. There's nobody, they didn't do it publicly. You didn't know. So, you know, if we could hide enough in costumes, I suppose, on Halloween, we could go out and trick or treat and our Baptist friends and people at church may not see us and it was okay. But I did have a friend who was Pentecostal who wasn't allowed out of the house. I mean, they literally shut the lights off. Porch light was not lit. No lights in the front of the house. And they were like upstairs in a bedroom with a candlelight vigil praying the demons away that night. I mean, that's literally what they did. So I grew up with this very bizarre misconception of what Halloween really is. And there's lots of stories, and I'm not here to be historical or catechetical. I just want to talk about what it means, because Halloween, of course, the Eve of All Saints, All Hallows Eve. It's not the celebration of the devil. It's not the celebration of demonic. It's none of that. It is as we as Catholics have always done. We celebrate the feast with a vigil, meaning there's a night before, the sundown of the night before. This goes all the way back to the Jewish tradition of celebrating Passover upon the sundown, you name it, all of these things that we know traditionally that have come from the Jewish tradition. This is what we do as Catholics. We celebrate the night before. We begin at sundown all the way through sun up and into the next day. This is the feast. So when we understand the Eve of All Hallows, of all that are heavenly, of all that are saintly, that's all it is. That's all it is. And if you want to be one, and I'm cool, quite frankly, with the ghoulish and the macabre and the dark and the deathly and all these things that are a part of Halloween. I think that's what's beautiful about our faith as Catholics. But we venerate relics, for God's sake, right? I mean, we have adorned skeletal remains of saints that we venerate, we pray with them through their intercession. So if you want to go out as a skeleton, that's kind of Catholic, right? That's kind of Catholic. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with zombies or monsters, or it's fun. It's fun. It's cool. You know, I talked in a prior podcast about kind of how I struggled in this world of Catholic media for so many years. And one of those was the fact that we took programming from other sources that I could not control. There's no way I could put kind of an agenda and a mission together for network programming that I wasn't managing. So we would be at the kind of the mercy of the content of these network programs. And I recall distinctly one time a host was talking about this, like how demonic and devilish Halloween is and how you can't let your kids trick or treat and you can't do this. And I was like, I was driving, literally almost slammed on my brakes and slid around sideways in the middle of the road and just like, what am I listening? Because I did pull over and I called the guy live on the air. And I said, excuse me, sir. I didn't call him, sir. I called him his name. But to protect the innocent, I won't use that name. I said, ma'am, look, and we, as the Catholic radio station, hosted a huge trick-or-treating event for 5 or 6 years running. We were doing that this year. And I said, look, hey, there's nothing wrong with trick-or-treating. I think that you're really being misleading. Because first off, and you're talking about this demonic stuff with Halloween, and there's something defective with celebrating that. I said, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. Because this is our day. It is the Eve of All Saints. Why would you do that? Why would you lead people astray like that? Live on the air. National talk show going across the country. Kind of the beginning of the end for me. Right? When you go doing stuff like that, you don't necessarily end up on the popular side of the fence. But I said this, I presented my case, and then he kind of backpedaled a little bit after that. But anyway, where it went from there, I really don't know. But this is even among Catholics, God-fearing, faithful Catholics, there's still a misconception about this day, and it's unfortunate. It's terribly unfortunate. So November 1st, we celebrate All Saints Day. November 2nd, we celebrate the All Souls Day. And this is a remembrance of all those who have passed. And All Saints, as Catholics, we have this understanding that there are those who kind of get the get-out-of-jail-free card, right? And it's because they have lived a life of heroic virtue. And that's what separates everything. And that's why, you know, I really want to embrace more, really, maybe even more so. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, maybe even more so than some of the other feasts. Yes, I mean, Christmas is important. Of course, this is the birth of Christ. Easter is important. Of course, this is the resurrection. But we honor these celebrations around the deity of Christ. The hypostatic union, all of this human, man. Yes, I get all of that. But it's someone we can never be. We can try. We'll never be that. We'll never be Jesus. We'll never have that kind of divinity this side of heaven that or even experience or understand it. But we all can be saints. And here's what's cool about saints is they didn't become saints because they prayed a lot. And maybe they did. Maybe they did. But that's not why they're a saint. They didn't become a saint because they were in church every Sunday or every day. And maybe they did. They didn't become a saint because of the number of rosaries they prayed or the number of hours in adoration. And maybe they did. Maybe they did. But there was one thing, and only one thing, that classifies those who are declared canonized saints in the Catholic Church. One thing. And that is what they did that could be deemed heroic, because they stepped outside of the norm enough to do something virtuously heroic or heroically virtuous, whichever way you want to look at it. So if you do all that stuff, if you're in Mass every day and you're in Mass and you pray and you pray rosaries and you're before the Blessed Sacrament, you do all this stuff and you have no heroic virtue, what good is it? If you do all of that stuff and you don't muster the energy to get out and actually put something into action, whatever that is, whatever it is, I mean, literally, whatever it is, it's something for you. Because we've all got something. We were all called to something. We're all called to use whatever we got. And it's what we've got. It's not something that's going to appear. And yes, I mean, there are those kind of situations where people do appear to muster strength that they didn't even know they had. Whatever, like was it in the 80s? Maybe late 70s? There was the crash of the airplane in the Potomac, icy Potomac River. Remember this? And it was live at the time on television before the days of 24/7 cable news, and there was this one guy who just kept passing the rescue whatever thing that they were throwing down, the life preserver, kept passing it over to someone else, and he didn't get out. And there was this hero of that crash because he did what he did. But, you know, I have to believe that that was the kind of guy he was. It's just who he was. He was always going to take this step aside and make sure that other people were taken care of. But it was certainly what he was called to at that time. But undoubtedly heroic virtue. I don't know if the guy was Catholic. I don't know if I'm guessing we haven't recognized him as a saint. And I think there are a lot of people who we should. I don't care whether they're professed Catholics or not. Telling me Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shouldn't be a saint? I've almost slipped at times talking about him and called him Saint Martin Luther King Jr. Instead of doctor, I've almost done that. Gandhi shouldn't be a saint? I mean, you know, it's crazy that we limit it only to the Catholic Church, unfortunately. I think we should recognize, and that's kind of what I believe this celebration of All Saints, All Souls, these 2 days together where we look at these individuals who have undoubtedly exhibited something that's above and beyond. And sometimes that above and beyond goes completely unnoticed. And that's why we have these days. But I promise you this, it's always the above and beyond. That's what makes the difference. Now, pray all you want. Get to Mass all you want. Do all of those things all you want. Be nice, be kind, smile. Right? Whatever. It's still not going to make you a saint. And I happen to believe, because if you read the lives of these guys, they were probably some or cantankerous, ornery individuals. That's what I have to believe. And I say that as I say this, the reason why I hesitated, I remember just a moment, in that moment, I was recalling a story that I heard of Mother Teresa recently, that she was kind of a tough cookie. She was really not easy to deal with, right? She wasn't the nice, sweet, charming, gracious individual that she was. She had attitude about stuff and wanted things a very particular way, very, very particular. But not for her, not for her glory, but she wanted things a certain way because it was how she served others. We look at St. Francis. My goodness, what did this guy do? He basically disowned his family, or they disowned him, and his church did as well. His bishop kicked him out. And he basically said, screw this, right? And threw the clothes, his garments that he was wearing, off there in front of God and everyone. And as legend has it, they threw him the gardener's robe, which became his habit. And he just did his thing. Dejected, but determined. And I think sometimes that's how it works. It's how it works in this world. We know that there's something. We know that there's something within us that drives us. There's something within us that pushes us, that compels us. But sometimes it doesn't fit the molds. And if we push far enough and hard enough outside of those molds, it's probably going to look virtuous. It's probably going to look heroic. Because especially when we do all the things that people say we can't do, or people laugh at us for doing, or people secretly have their conversations about, yeah, can you believe so-and-so? I don't know if it's a midlife crisis. I don't know what's up with this guy. Right? But if that's where you are, then that's okay. If that's what you're dealing with, then great. Right? Great. Not that I'm trying to sound like Tony the Tiger, but great. Right? Do it. Do that thing. Let that thing compel you. Let whatever's inside you well up and spill out and be messy and difficult and challenging and all the tough stuff. Because it might be that thing which is truly heroically virtuous. It really might be that thing. And let that drive compel you, even if it is completely against the grain. I would say especially if it's completely against the grain. Because like I say, most saints did not become saints from doing things the way everybody else did things. And they certainly were not sin-free. Only one of those, aside from Christ himself, who was able to walk this life without sin, as we understand the preservation of original sin that the Blessed Mother had. So don't tell me that saints didn't sin, right? Saints are sinners. One difference. Heroic virtue. So as we come to this time of Halloween, we own it as Catholics, as Christians, embrace it, believe it, express it, celebrate it in all its beauty, in all its gore, in all its darkness and blackness and scariness, whatever. But realize why we're doing it. The reason for the season, I like to say. We should all exchange cards and, you know, talk about the reason for the season, right? Because we got it. We got it, and we should express that. So this Halloween, don't be afraid. Do your thing. Enjoy expressing yourself in this way at this time. Celebrate it in all of its fullness for what it is. If you appreciate what we do, I like to say, support us, please. We need your support. That's how we do what we do. You can do that as a premium member. Get all kinds of great stuff from our advertisers. We're unlocking more and more deals all the time with advertisers as we continue to grow. Just go to the support tab on any of the places on the website. It's all over the place. And you can even support me specifically if you wish. Look for my face on there, Leo Brown, my name, and you can support us that way. So thank you for listening. And let your belief compel you into action. I'm Leo Brown.